Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in the markets, watching the Federal Reserve not react to the conditions in the markets or in the economy, not react, waiting for data. Speaking with Elizabeth Peake around it, the data apparently is that there is assumption that prices are going to go up because of the tariff wars, the trade wars. They haven't gone up, not yet. They may go up, they may not, depending on the end of the game. But right now what I learn is that Mr. Powell is pausing, despite the strong jobs market, the strong inflation picture, springtime, houses for sale. He's pausing, waiting for data that may exist in the future. Okay. And then Liz and I speak of anti-Semitism at Harvard, a 1,000-page study demonstrating again and again unacceptable conduct by the students, by the administration, by the faculty. There's nothing else to say. It's not an argument. The document proves it. So what is to be done? Above my pay grade, we come to Israel, the fog of diplomacy in Gaza, in Syria, in Iran, in Houthis. I talked to Jonathan Schenzer of FDD about this. There's no clarity anywhere. There's a chorus saying, stop the war. Where's Hamas? What is to be done with the Gazans? These answers are not forthcoming. Not from the United States, not from Germany, from the UN, nowhere. What is to be done? Stop the war is not a goal. It's an action. What's next? Mr. Schenzer and I puzzle. And then on to the EU with Judy Dempsey in Berlin. EU, I'm told, remains Ukraine-supporting. For now, Berlin, Herr Merz, the new chancellor, is hawkish compared to his predecessor, Mr. Scholz, very hawkish. No longer limiting the range of the missiles given and looking to support Ukraine through the conflict. Very hawkish. Also, money for the defense industry and commitment. Although there's a hesitation right now of recruiting because the data protection, the digital privacy laws in Europe make it very difficult to find out where people are who were previously in the military and who could be encouraged to rejoin the German military. Well, they'll figure it out. Or not, according to the FT. It's a puzzle right now. Then a conversation to Moscow, to Ekaterina Zolotova, how Russia is reviving its river system south to north to the Arctic Circle, anticipating the trade routes opening up in the ice as the ice pack separates and the icebreakers take ships through to Asia and Europe in the faster route than traversing all of Russia in a train, inadequate train service, inadequate road service, moving material and oil and energy and timber and all the riches of Siberia out of Russia without having to cross that vast landscape in all conditions. Up the river to the Arctic Circle and then to anywhere you want to go. Good plan for the century. I also speak to Ivana Stradner about how Mr. Putin surprisingly has decided to praise Joseph Stalin. There's now a statue raised, a new statue raised with attending women and children about him in statue form. Joseph Stalin, the hero, standing there with his right hand inside his coat like Napoleon. Bizarre. People pausing to watch it in the Moscow metro. Conversation then turns to Canada with Gregory Copley. King Charles flew in to make the speech, that is, read the Prime Minister's speech, and make heartfelt remarks about his attachment to Canadians. It's all quite wonderful. When Charles was there, he's the King of Canada. And that's important to understand. King of Canada, King of Australia, King of New Zealand, King of in the nations that still are part of the sovereign power of Great Britain. I don't have a list, but it's quite wonderful to consider that Charles was a Canadian king while he was on Canadian soil. Wonderful. Well, he's always a Canadian king, but he's also an English king. He's simultaneous kings. That's kingship. Gregory also speaks of kingship and its significance in it. It's creation of an opportunity to rally a nation around a symbolic individual who does not have governing authority or governing mandates. So there's no unpopular here. There's just rally. King Charles Report talks about rallying the nation with Gregory Copley. Then the New World Report with Evan Ellis. Suriname voted. They're still counting the votes. Why Suriname is important on the coast of South America is because it's got oil access, neighbor to Guyana, oil access, neighbor to French Guyana. Also, the new general secretary of the OAS is Surinamese, Albert Ramdin, and he's charged with dealing with Haiti. OAS is being asked to operate some kind of military or police power in Haiti, something it hasn't done before. A mystery, but everybody else has walked away or will not get involved with Haiti, which is a darkness visible. Then a conversation about Cuba, also a nightmare, entertaining our adversaries, Russia and China and Tehran. Haiti, a disaster, Cuba, a threat and a disaster. Finally, comments on Venezuela persecuting the opposition. There's good news in Ecuador. The newly elected President Noboa is looking to reduce the crime, and that is the first task given the narco-terrorism that dominates Ecuadorian life. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.